hang loose, dudes, because you are listening to a Patreon-exclusive episode of the Uncut Gems podcast, a weekly show where we talk about movies that no one wants to talk about, and typically we talk about them for as long as it takes to actually watch them. And today we are continuing our year-long Catherine Bigelow marathon, and my name's Randy.
And my name's Jakob, and this episode is sponsored by Sex Wax.
Yeah, just cause. All right. We're going to get into that. As I mentioned, it's Bigelow Day. Catherine Bigelow is the subject of a 2024 auteur project, we'll call it. And this is our fourth entry. But before we get into that, we were going to have a couple guests here, but unfortunately, they couldn't make it. We were going to have our friends Jack and Niccolo, but sadly, they are unable to attend. So this brings us a great deal of sadness. But anyway, we'll hear a little bit from Nick in a few moments. So before all that, it's April 2024. So before we start catching our tubes, I'll just mention that over on our main show this month, our theme is, it's off the grid, right? This month. So that's what we've been talking about.
April off the grid, yeah.
April of the grid. That's what it's been all month. So we are going to, God, this is me and my tenses. Okay. We have already talked about, in connection with our monthly theme in the main show, we have talked about First Blood. So that was released, I believe, from this release date a week ago. I believe.
I know. It's always fun just to strain yourself on a Friday night, just like, think four dimensionally.
Right, because I head into sort of their chat and I've got my notes here and I'm in the moment now. And it's like, wait a second, I'm not in the now, I'm in the 4 weeks from now. So, but anyway,
we have to go back to the future.
So yes, off the grid. Sorry. Our tie-in on Patreon was First Blood, and that was a great and a fun chat. And we were joined by our good buddy Rich. Hi, Rich. Thank you very much for being with us. And yeah, that was a fun episode. So check that out.
Our good buddy Rich, not Buddy Rich, because Buddy Rich is dead.
Very true. Different Rich.
The drummer. Yes. The drummer, Buddy Rich.
Different Rich. So First Blood, just BTW, that is a free episode, so go check that out. Tell your friends about it. That's a free episode on our Patreon, so it's one of those ones that you can sort of sample what we do on Patreon without actually having to commit any funds. Our month began with a stop at our Spike Lee major joint. We talked this month about Malcolm X, another great conversation about a great film. And Malcolm X paired with the minor joint that opened the month on our main show, and that was Jungle Fever. And next week, actually, while we're talking about Spike Lee, we're starting a new month. So we will kick off our Patreon month in May with Crooklyn. So watch for that. If you're listening to us on our main show feed, this is just a preview. So voices are going to trail away in about 15 minutes. If you want to listen to the full Patreon episode and to listen to all of our Patreon episodes, you'll just have to go to www.patreon.com/uncutgemspod, or you can go and get the Patreon app and search for the creator Uncut Gems Pod. Then you'll find us. And that will cost you, it'll set you back $3 a month, €3, £3, £4.50 Canadian. In essence, it's just a large, extra large coffee. But for that one once a month payment, you've got access to our catalog of back episodes, which I'm going to say is pushing 90 episodes, something like that. Plus our commitment to release 3 a month, every month at least. So we're doing that. If you go through our catalogs, you'll find a full David Lynch marathon. You'll find John Cassavetes marathon. You'll find, as part of the big 2023 Soderbergh project, you'll find all of Soderbergh's big films. And we're actually building a pretty good little corner of our Patreon for Spike Lee's big film. So that's all there too. FYI, we've also got a new tier on our Patreon where for just $1 a month, which is less than a small coffee. So it's really, it's a pittance, really, when you think about it. And what you get for the dollar a month is Oliver Main Show episodes a day early, plus a trimmed down format where we're cutting out all of the announcements and we're jumping right into our film talk. And so it's a little bit cleaner and more concise an episode. So as I've been saying, if you can hear this right now, all these things that I'm saying to you about what's just happened, what's coming up, yeah, then you're not on our Patreon on any tier. So, but that's okay. Because, you know, the fact that some of you choose us out of all the choices that are out there and you spend a bit of time listening to us, that does mean a lot to us. So, you know, you don't have to feel obligated. If you would be interested in supporting us and you're not into sort of the long-term monthly commitment, you're certainly welcome to give us a one-time donation. If you were willing to do that, we'd be grateful. You can do so at www.ko-fi.com/uncutgemspod. That's ko-fi.com. And if you want to support us in another way, you could like, share, subscribe, review our work wherever you get your podcasts, or you can just reach out to us and say hi. Or tell a friend. Look, so we're just here spending our Friday evenings together, and we're chit-chatting about film, sort of becoming uncredited film historians in our own right, just because we love this stuff. But the fact that some of you actually throw a few dollars our way, that is just absolutely the best, and we appreciate you very, very much for doing so.
I'm a semi-professional film bullshitter. That's what I am.
True. So
I don't do any research. Like, this is all just coming out of my mouth just without any quality control.
Yeah.
So more on fashionfilm.com, by the way, if you think about it. Like, there's more crap like that.
If you want a steady stream of it, yeah, head over there. Okay. As I mentioned, we're spending the year looking at the career of Kathryn Bigelow. So let's get going on with that. Today, we've got our fourth Big and Low episode. We're talking her 1991 action film, Point Break.
Special Agent John Utah, day number one in L.A. Welcome aboard. We're going over your personnel records. Very impressive.
Thank you.
You may very well have been in the top 2% of your class at Quantico, but quite frankly, son, out here, you have exactly 0 hours of experience in the field. You know nothing. In fact, you know less than nothing. If you even knew that you knew nothing, that'd be something, but you don't.
Yes, sir.
You need a solid breakfast, Utah?
Sir?
All the food groups, avoiding caffeine, sugar. I like to make sure that all my people maintain sound cardiovascular fitness. We don't drink, and we sure as hell don't smoke.
Sir, I take the skin off chicken.
Good man. That'll be good. Now, this is us. All right. I got it. Bank robbery. And you are now in the bank robbery capital of the world.
1,322 last year in L.A. County, up 26% from the year before.
That's correct. And we nailed over 1,000 of them. Miss Deer, take a look at that for me. Thank you. Do you know how we nail the bad guys, Utah? Do you know how we nail them? By crunching data. Good crime scene work, good lab work, and most importantly, good data-based analysis. Special Agent Utah, are you receiving my signal?
Zero distortion, sir. I love these things.
Now, you're a real blue flame special, aren't you, son? Young, dumb, and full of calm. I know. What I don't know is how you got yourself assigned out here to Los Angeles with us. I mean, hell, I guess we just must have ourselves an asshole shortage, huh?
All right. Point Break was directed by Kathryn Bigelow, written by, so these are the credited writers. Screenplay was written by W. Peter Iliff, and story was by Iliff and Rick King. We'll sort of get into a couple other pieces of who might have had their hands in the creating of the script. The film Point Break stars Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves, Lori Petty, Gary Busey, and in smaller roles, you'll see James LaGrosse, John C. McGinley, and Lee Turgeson. Music by Mark Isham. And the story of this actioner in Los Angeles. A group of daring bank robbers known as the ex-presidents. We wear masks resembling former U.S. presidents while committing their crimes. The FBI suspects they might be surfers. So young special agent Johnny Utah, that's Keanu, goes undercover infiltrating the local surfing scene. There, he befriends the charismatic surfer Bodie, that's Patrick Swayze, and gets drawn into their adrenaline-fueled lifestyle. As Utah's bond with Bodie grows, he realizes that Bodie and his crew might very well be the ex-president bank robbers that he's been hunting. So while Utah chases down this crew, he also finds out that he's chasing the same adrenaline rush as his new friends. Okay, great. Thank you, ChatGPT. Right, behind the scenes, there's a sort of a smattering of details I was able to dig up on this. The idea for Point Break apparently came from a day on the beach in the mid-80s where Rick King was just lying around, minding his own business. And Rick King, who has a story credit and he's a co-producer on this as well, he was reading an article about how LA at the time was the bank robbery capital of the United States. So he thought up this concept of, what if the FBI were to infiltrate a surfer gang that was up to no good? So this is what he came up with. Lying there on the beach, he came up with this corker, and he went home and he wrote a treatment and then began shopping it around. So the treatment floated around for a little while. Ridley Scott was attached to it in the mid-80s, and so too were a number of interesting names. So for the Johnny Utah character that Reeves ultimately won a few years later, Val Kilmer, Johnny Depp, Charlie Sheen, they all auditioned for the role. Matthew Broderick was actually offered the role at one point. William Dafoe at 1.2 allegedly was offered the role and turned it down. And now this is just a rumor, but there's a rumor that Brandon Lee was working on a development deal with Fox. And that didn't finalize until after Point Break began shooting. But Lee was interested in Point Break, apparently.
I have stuff to say about this.
Okay. And that's... Go back a year and any connection between Brandon Lee and Keanu Reeves, documented this thoroughly last April, I think it was. No, March. Last March. March 2023. We have like 5 or 6 episodes talking about this. Look, go check them out.
I have a fixation, pal. You know?
Okay. So.
Fixation, pal.
Yeah. All right. So. Yakuba, I'll leave that to you to remind me to come back to that point, especially if you've got some stuff to go through on it.
We'll remind you. This is almost like part of my opening gambit.
Perfect. It's your top note, it sounds like. All right. After Catherine Bigelow completed her film Blue Steel, which we talked about last month on Patreon, so this would be 1990, she was looking for her next project. She came across the treatment, and she and James Cameron were still married at the time, so they apparently did a rewrite on the treatment and whatever. If there had been a script developed at that point, Bigelow and Cameron did a rewrite on it, and they were looking to improve various plot elements. So, for instance, the ex-presidents, just this gang of just with the masks of Lyndon Johnson and Nixon, like these masks, Reagan and Jimmy Carter. So this was Cameron's idea, apparently.
Did he specifically choose two Democrats, two Republicans? Because I think Jimmy Carter was a Democrat, no?
Don't know, but I sort of wondered if they were thinking of presidents who were still alive, because those would have been the presidents who were still alive at that point.
Fair enough.
I'm thinking. Because the film Dead Presidents was just a few years after this, which is a different thing altogether. But at any rate, Cameron and Bigelow didn't take writer's credits on this because there were some sort of unresolved issues with the Writers Guild. I don't know anything about that, but apparently that's why they don't have any writing credits on the film. The film was titled Johnny Utah at this point, and the film went through a couple name changes. I guess some producers and the studio felt, well, Johnny Utah says nothing, and people will go to see this, and they think that Keanu Reeves or whoever is starring in the film will just be in the middle of Utah or something.
It's kind of like, remember that note from Back to the Future producers? If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.